In your plan, list the resources that will make the change work. You may need tangible resources, such as additional funding, new teachers, additional space or equipment, or new curricula and instructional materials. You may also be able to reconfigure resources by making procedural changes in your program, such as rearranging schedules and work hours, reassigning staff to different roles, or shifting tasks among individuals. For many changes, you may need staff training on the new procedures. Your change plan should explain how you will train staff, who will be involved in the training, and how long the training will last. Again, it will be important to get staff input into the training content and procedures to help to ensure acceptance of the plan. Include plans for ongoing and follow-up training, especially if the changes will take time to implement. Follow-up training is especially critical if the new procedures are complicated, new staff is hired, or staff is likely to forget the changed procedure. For example, changes in intake procedures and instruction are likely to require more ongoing staff development, especially if the procedures are very different from what was done in the past.